Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. Actually, it's Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach, here with you guys today. Dee asked me sort of last minute because she had a speaking event tonight. So I'm so excited. Well, tonight for me, actually, and morning for you guys. I am in Amsterdam still. So I'm really excited to chat with you guys today. A couple things. If you don't know who I am, most of you guys do. You can check me out at intuitionbynadia.com. Dee and I have been working together for a long time, over 20 years now. And I work a little differently than Dee. So those of you can always ask me a specific question, but you can also ask me to just do a general reading and something maybe that you don't know yet what you want to talk about, but let's see what your sort of inner being is coming forward with. So let me start with a couple announcements. Number one, Dee's daughter's book came out, you guys. It's so exciting. I'm so proud of Gabby. I've known Gabby since she was obviously a little girl. And it's called Eat, Pray, hashtag FML, which is fuck my life. It's kind of hilarious. If any of you read Bridget Jones' Diary and all those books back in the 90s, which I did, it reminds me of that. It's funny. It's lovable. It's spiritual. It's really a great read. You guys would love it. And also Dee is offering that you will receive a free little child experience, which is worth $147 as Dee's gift to you. If you buy the book, it's available on Amazon, guys. I really recommend it. It's just such a fun read. And, you know, it lightens the mood. It's a love story, but it's also how we find ourselves. And I think anybody could relate to it, male or female. So check that out, you guys. Super exciting. So what I like to talk about today on my own show, I do my own show. So if I don't get to you guys today, because we have a lot of callers, and I will go through as many of you as I can. If I miss you, call in on my show, which is Saturday, July 6th, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, also on Blog Talk Radio. It's just / intuition by Nadia. So hopefully I'll get to as many of you as I can. Okay, so what I would love to talk about to start today, I tried to just listen to channel before the show to say, what should I talk about today? And it's about openness and vulnerability and how we need to be in this open-hearted space in order to really receive everything it is that we want. Because when we're open, when we're loving, when we're vulnerable, and that word has sort of a negative connotation for a lot of people, is when we're in the receptive place. Really what we want, it feels like, oh, we want love or we want money or we want these things. But really what we want is to love our life, is to love other people. It's when we're loving that we feel the best. And I really see that with my own little kids. It's like, yeah, it feels great when my little boy says, I love you, mommy. It feels great. But I'll tell you, I feel even better when I'm just looking at them and appreciating them and loving them. So thinking about how looking where you can love more instead of where you're trying to get something, that perspective shift of I'm looking where I can give love because that's where I'm really in alignment with my true self. One of the things that's been coming up for when I tell you almost every single person in my life, myself included, is this fear of if I open all the way, I'm not going to be safe and secure. The rug's going to get pulled out from under me. I'm going to get punched in the face. People will turn on me, whatever it is for you. I'll share a little bit of a story. It's very interesting. As you guys know, most of you, we moved to Amsterdam a little over a year ago. And so I had to sort of start from zero here in attracting people. And I had an amazing babysitter that I just loved so much. I literally loved her. And she was moving to Portugal, and we are actually moving back to the US on July 17th, which is super exciting. So I was like, oh, well, I only have like a couple months left. So my friend had a babysitter. She's like, oh yeah, we use her. I was like, great, I'll just use her. This woman came to my house and my radar went off. And I was like, I can't figure out why I don't like this woman. And my little baby boy didn't like her, but my older one did and my friend's kids did. And I was like, okay, well, I just need somebody. And I ignored that. It was small. It was subtle. Like, there's something off and I can't put my finger on it. It was like she was hiding something. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to, you know, not worry about it and let it go. And I didn't listen. And there's a saying that I heard a long, long time ago from program, or it was a AA meeting. I wasn't an AA, but a friend of mine. And it was, you paint red flags white. When you paint red flags white, when you get a red flag and then you paint over it and you say you didn't get it, that's when you get turned on. That's when things go wrong. And sometimes it's really subtle. And my desire for a babysitter was stronger than me listening to that gut feeling in that moment. So it turns out this woman stole $800 from me last week, that I found out. And obviously she's fired. I called Dee and I was like, Dee, I got to breathe, because Dee and I call each other for all this stuff. And this is what we got to together for me. It's whenever I come forward for myself or honor myself, I'm turned on, like somebody turns on me. And it's a lot of us. I felt like I was like, oh, Dee, I got to talk about this on your show, because I feel like that's a lot for a lot of us. Every time we've come forward and been our true selves or really listened to ourselves, we get turned on. And I was trying to honor myself by getting a babysitter and I got turned on. Now it's all good. That money's going to come back to us. She's fired. Her energy is going to just boomerang back to her. I'm totally over it. It's only been 3 days, but I am over it. But it's like, oh yeah, I didn't listen. I didn't listen. And that's what happens when I don't listen. And that's okay. Now that's just a reminder that I'm listening. Now I have even a stronger desire and attraction of more honorable people. And I'm ready to really honor myself and know that I deserve that. And I'm not going to turn on myself anymore. Because it's also when I honor myself, I abandon myself, or I turn on myself when I'm trying to honor myself. So any of you guys, I'm sure it just feels like so many of you guys have a similar thing. So I really wanted to share that with you. Also, how important it is for you to be doing this work with yourself. How you to be working with your inner being and really building that muscle of listening when you get those little small impulses that are positive in a direction, or also going, I'm getting a no on that. I'm pulling back from that. And doing this work with me or with Dee really helps strengthen that muscle, but also don't be reliant on other people. Use them as sort of like Dee and I use each other. I'm like, hey, I'm getting this. What do you get? Just to help, you know. And I think that more and more of you guys building those skills for yourself is really going to help you moving forward. So I'm excited to chat with you. So let's get this party started. All right. First, I have Paula from California. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Nadia. This is great so far.
Okay.
Know, trusting oneself, trusting, you know, like the universe has your back.
Yeah. That's,
and, yeah.
Well, and also
that's
having your own back. That's really the point. Is when you have, you got to have your own back too, you know?
Yeah. So I guess I just would like to have a general.
Okay. See what's going on with Miss Paula today. All right. Let's see.
Yeah. I feel like I've come through a lot and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. What's really interesting is it feels like you've really moved through, and for lack of a better way of saying it, you're like inner child work. Cause it feels like there's this, you know, as a child, there's this sort of freedom of expression that they have as children. This sort of freedom, whether it's artistic expression or what they say, you know, my son has no filter, he's 4, 0 filter. And I'm feeling like you're more in that place, like in an organic place of like not filtering what's coming through you. And that feels really positive.
Yeah.
Really, really positive. You're still in a sort of health and healing zone right now. You're not done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It feels like the body's going through a transition. So stay focused and don't let that sort of, it's just very strong, and the way I see it around you is almost like orbs of energy working around you. Like there's orbs of energy that are sort of working on you right now and on your physical body. So continue to listen, because as you're sort of now opening that channel to the freedom of expression, you want to start listening now to what's coming to you, to listening to, I would definitely do the exercise for you where you sit in the morning and be like, I'm just listening, and just write out what comes through. Even if it doesn't make sense. Even if it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Hmm?
That's interesting about the orbs around. Yeah, because I'm not sure what the physical is I just kind of, I know I need more exercise, all that stuff. You know, I'm really kind of getting ready to do something in that area.
Well, and I think it's more about gaining your energy back, refueling.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the orbs are, is like, you can't be, you know, you'll feel the impulse to go for a walk. You'll feel the impulse to exercise. You're right now, you're sort of recharging like a battery.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think that's what I mean by health and healing, because so much of your, you put out so much energy and you need this recouping time, you know?
Yeah. I
and find
blessings
that. In
that.
And that's okay. That's a good thing.
Yep.
Yes,
that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paula. We'll chat soon.
Okay.
Bye, sweetie. Next, I have Robert from South Carolina. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Nadia. I am happy to talk to you now because we have our appointment coming up.
I know.
And I was like,
oh, how cute is that? I saw your name and I was like, oh, it's Robert. We get to double talk.
I'm happy because I have an urgent situation that I didn't want to take up for our personal appointment. So I'm going to talk to you about the urgent thing today.
Perfect.
I'm a writer, and I've been using this program that starts every summer called #1000WordsOfSummer. And what you do is you write your 1,000 words, then you use the hashtag to tell everyone else who's using the hashtag about your writing life. I'm also – it's a great idea. I'm also using conscious creation, and so I do my writing, I use the hashtag, and then I say, writing is easy. Writing is so easy.
Yeah.
I am money with the whole thing. So I went to the author's page who started it, just to see the daily motivation, and she had blocked me. And I was very hurt. And so I wrote to her a message, and I said, hey, you blocked me. I'm sorry if I said the wrong thing. Would you be open to a discussion about unblocking me? And what ended up happening was that she screenshot my apology and tweeted it, and then dozens of people started, like, making fun of my faux enlightenment, making fun of when I said state of forgiveness. And and now I'm not even using the hashtag, and I've just been like at wit's end. I didn't get any sleep Friday.
So this is literally what I was talking about in the beginning, which was when I put myself out there and I'm vulnerable, people punch me in the face. Okay. So I totally get it. I want to punch them all in the face for you, if that makes you feel any better. They're all hateful. So that being said, just kidding. Just have to be a girl about it for a second, okay?
I need that, though. Thank you.
Yes, yes. No, you're validated. You know, screw them, okay? So this is the this is also showing you, it's like, wow. You know, first of all, her blocking you is not about you. That's the first thing. And I think that we go to what I did wrong. What did I do? Oh my gosh, I got to fix it. I got to make it better. I must have done something horrible. You know what I mean? Like that's where we go, you know, and I think it's the human condition and I totally understand. And you went in a loving place and I can feel your intention was, hey, I want to repair. And I don't know I don't think you even know why she blocked you. Right?
Mm-mm.
No.
Right. I don't know why.
Who knows? Again, if you don't know why, it's her stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, yeah, I was kind of nasty to her or I did something, and then not your problem. If you did nothing out of your integrity, that's your side of the street is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But sometimes the universe gives you a get out. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that, that sort of, hey, these ain't your people. There's something else for you. And I think that it is a great idea what they said, but there are 1,000,000,000 other things out there. And when people get internet shamed, I'm sure I talked about this on my show last month about Brené Brown talking about she put herself on the internet and people were totally shaming her, calling her fat, saying she needed Botox, saying she needed liposuction. Like, we're hateful. Hateful.
Mm-hmm.
So her biggest fear came true. And then she went, you know what? If you guys, like, if they're shaming you, it's because people treat you the way they treat themselves. So what I would do is, let them do what they want to do. What does that make you know you want, Robert? What do you want out of right now?
It's discombobulated me, so I don't feel as open, and I haven't I want to just write and have fun. And I guess it, I also discussed with Phyllis, and she said it means that writing is a singular activity. It is not about a community on Twitter.
Well, and I think that it can be anything you want it to be. But maybe that's, if they're coming with that energy, then they're not your people.
Right.
If someone, if you came to someone with a loving intention and forgiveness, and then she copies it and posts it, that is gross. But to me, that is, I don't want to be near anybody that would do that. That is very shaming. It's shaming. Mm-hmm. And so I would ask you, where are you where do you feel from your past? Because that's the energy that I feel from this, is the shame. She was trying to shame you. Do you know what I'm saying? And you took that on.
Yes.
So that means it was already in you. Because if it wasn't in you, you'd be like, who cares? You're a bitch. I'm done. Like, see you later. Well, you know. But that's not where you are. You took the shame. So that means it was already inside of you. So do you remember maybe from your past, is this a familiar feeling, the shame, being shamed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, and so do you continue to do that to yourself?
I probably do. Although I think I haven't really accepted the shame as much as I've found ways to like disregard it.
Yeah, you know what I always say, you want to look right at it. You want to look right at it and then turn it around. Do you know what I mean? Because this is obviously here to show you, just like this woman stealing $800 from me was here to, in my face, very uncomfortable, but thank you. Thank you. That was worth the gift I just got. So these people are giving you a gift because they're reflecting to you how you see yourself. I'm not good enough. People aren't going to love me. They're going to attack me. If I really am vulnerable about myself, I'm going to get shamed. I'm going to get attacked. I'm going to be made fun of. And I feel that little boy in you get activated, you know? And the beauty of people like Dolly Parton, like, I mean, I can name 1,000 people that went, I don't care what people think of me, and that's where I'm powerful. Say whatever you want. That's where I'm powerful. Bette Midler. There's 1,000 people that went, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to be me, and if you don't like it, see ya. And you got to find that for yourself. I want people to love and honor me. I need to start loving and honoring myself, going, you know what? I was kind. I came from a heartfelt place. She's being hateful. So you know what? I don't want any part of that energy. Let them take their hate. Let them take their judgment. Let them take all that shame and take it on themselves. I'm not taking it. Do you feel the difference in that? And you write because you want to write. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. I just want to write and have fun.
That's it. Nobody's business. You're too wrapped up in the other people. And she's right. Phyllis was right. It's for you, the writing, and you want to share that gift with people that resonate with it. And this community obviously it does not, and that's okay. Because not everybody understands every artist. You know?
I have one follow-up question.
Sure.
Is if I left Twitter, is that an action out of fear, or is that the community is not right for me, so I'm out?
Well, you look at it this way. Does it feel good to stay on Twitter and hold my ground and go, okay, I see what you're doing. If that's who you choose to be, that's up to you. I'm done. You can write a comment from where do you feel the most powerful? Is it the most powerful to be like, I'm out, or is it most powerful for you to feel like, you know what, I'm going to stay on because I don't care? See, I'm a Leo. Okay. So I'm a lion. So I'm like, you know what? Screw all y'all. I'm staying on. That's me. That's me. You know what I'm saying? You have to sit with it, not right this minute. Let it digest. You're still in sort of the adrenaline. You're still in like the shock of it all, you know? So let it process. It takes a few days. Your body's like literally processing and you're all this reliving shame. And so what I would do and I would recommend you doing is sitting down and going, these are the feelings this brings up. Where is this familiar? What does this make me know I want? And then decide if you want to stay on. And then go, do I want to stay on Twitter? Ask yourself after you do that work.
Okay.
Because either one is right. There's no wrong. It's just which feels better to you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I'm sorry that happened. I want to still punch that. Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Robert. Next, I have Phyllis from New Mexico. Hello.
Oh, hey, Nadia. Wow, that was great. Yeah, you kind of gave me an idea for a question I was going to ask for a general, but I was just thinking about, because I'm a writer too, and, you know, I've been successful at it in the past, and then I kind of took a break, and I've gone back and forth my whole life with writing and photography.
Sure.
And I guess I just wanted to get more insight about that. It just feels like there's always a divide. It's like, no, I'm going to write today, and then I'll see my bill for Adobe Creative Suite. Well, I have a film I could work on. I have photos I could process. You know, it's just like this back and forth thing.
Well, because you're looking for things to do instead of waiting for your impulse to do it.
Oh. Okay.
You see what I mean? So what I would do before you decide that day which creative project you're going to work on, because you have several opportunity.
Yeah.
That's when I would do my meditation. And then sometimes, you know, there's a great Abraham where she talks about Esther doing a meditation and suddenly wanting to move her furniture around. She's like, are you kidding? Like, is that what I need to do today? Why is the impulse to move my furniture around? You know?
But
she's
that impulse,
you heard that one. And it was great. Cause you want to wait for the impulse or the inspiration, because then it flows and then it completes itself. And there's not as much resistance, because I understand where you are. I'm also an artist. And as an artist, you have to get in the zone. And writing a film is different than writing a book, is different than photography. They're all different vibrations and different zones, right? So feeling for which zone is really going to excite me today, which is lighting up for me today, instead of, oh, which one should I? Oh, I want to do that, or I'm. There's this sort of feeling around all of it. So what I would do is write down all the blessings. Like, oh, I love that I have this project, and I love that I can do photography, and I love that. Looking for your strengths and looking for where all the things are, and I would get that really going, and then feel for which feels the most exciting to do that day.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
It always feels like the photography, but I'll just sit down at the computer and be lost for hours, and then the writing gets left behind. That's what I've kind of struggled with. So maybe that's what it is.
Well,
I'm always like writing.
So there's resistance
in
the writing. So let's look at why there's resistance to the writing, because I think that's really more the issue. Okay. Resistance to the writing. Okay, so you're having trouble staying focused, and I think that this is what they're saying to me. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Look around your life, because there's inspiration in the things that happen to you daily that you're not using. You think that your writing has to be separate from you, but it is you.
Okay.
Like every, it's like every little thing you do, making breakfast, talking to somebody on the phone, everything you're doing, it's usable. Do you know what I mean? The thoughts you're having while you're doing something. Do you see what I'm saying? There's a separation that you've had in your writing. There's this distance that you've had, and you can't have it anymore. It's not going to work. You got to bring all of Phyllis in, all the way in.
Exactly.
Use all of yourself in that day, whatever that means. And that's why the photography, you feel safer, because there's a distance. There's a separation.
There is a distance.
The writing, what I mean is, you're observing something and capturing it. When you're writing, it's you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're channeling the moment to take the photo and all that, of course, but it's different. Like for me, when I'm doing this work, it's easy for me. It's not about me. My focus is on you. When I'm doing my music or my writing, it's about me, you know?
That's funny.
So it gets, a little more locked up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the answer has been there all along, because whenever I talk to Robert, he lives in this weird, quirky, gothic, southern town, and everything that happens with all the people he knows, it's just amazing. And I'm like, dude, you need to write about those people. But really,
exactly.
That's just for me too, because it's just.
It might be for you too. Yeah. And like you observing it and your experience, that's exactly right. People want to hear about your truth and your experience. That's what draws people. That's why Gabby's book you know, is her experience. It's her truth that she's willing to put out there.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, you
that's,
know, I read some of the
great.
Foods. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's what people want right now. That's what people need right now.
Can I ask real quick, because I kind of channeled that. I'd heard about this hashtag, you know, fuck my life thing. And
yeah.
And when I first heard it, I was like, okay, that's really positive and, it, you know, conscious creature.
Well,
but I'm thinking, well, it's fun and it draws people in, right?
Well,
that's what
also,
I'm getting.
She's also a millennial. She's a different generation. Do you know what I mean? And that's,
yeah,
that works for her. For me, I would not resonate with that statement, and neither would you. But she does. She's like, fuck this. But it's light for her. Do you know what I'm saying? Fuck my life. It's crazy.
Now.
Like, it's lighter energy for Gabby specifically.
That's what I got. I thought that it's going to bring in the people that need to read the book and be
yeah.
transformed by whatever happened.
Exactly.
To her.
From her journey. Exactly. But it's like, hey, I'm a disaster and I'm owning it. And it's okay. Like, that's kind of, I think, the energy of it, as opposed to everything's horrible.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
What I got, because I was first
yeah.
put off by it. Like, fuck my life. How is that conscious creation? And then I realized, oh, it's very light. I looked at her PR stuff. And it's like, oh, there's a lightness to all this.
Exactly, exactly. Well, thank you so much,
okay.
Phyllis. I'm glad I got to check with
okay.
you and Robert.
Thanks,
so cute. Okay,
yeah. Bye.
Next, I have Karen in Toronto. Hello.
Hello, darling. Wow. Resonates with all of us, doesn't that?
You're cutting out a little, Karen. Are you? Can you get in a place where I can hear you a little better?
Yes. Is this
okay?
Better?
That's better. How can I help?
Okay. Sorry. Hi. A generating. You like a million little spiders crawling all over me, but I'm not sure if that's health related or spiritual related, and then.
Okay, always both, right? Sometimes it's both. Okay. So what part of the body is it affecting the most?
It's probably back and legs and just, mm-hmm. yeah, seems to be more all over. Like when your foot goes to sleep and you get that tingling.
So there's two things, and this is just very, very, very strange, but I'm just going to say what comes in. Do you ever work with crystals, which I never do, and I don't know why they're coming in right now. It's like, it's really interesting because when they bring this sort of this crystal thing in, I've heard about it many, many years ago, and this is how they're bringing it into me, that you're actually part of your channel is part of a crystal energy. And what that means is when you want something, let's say you want to bring more love into your life. Right? You call in the crystal, like see it in front of you in a meditation, the crystal of love energy, and like you're holding it in your hands. And it sounds really crazy, but I'm just telling you that this is like visualizing like a crystal holding the energy, you holding it, and then like in like that energy flowing into you. Okay? Because this is really about, it feels about you receiving love for some reason. And like, having trouble doing that. And this sort of thing, it's like the way I feel it is like, get it off me, get it off me, get it off me, like the spiders, you know? That you're not really comfortable being loved. Like it makes you uncomfortable. Which is interesting. So, you know when people compliment you? So if people compliment you, what's your response?
I'm better than I was, but I've learned to love myself enough to receive it.
Yeah, but it's hard for you. Like, that's what it feels like. It's, like, uncomfortable. You're like, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So what I would open to, because I feel like these things are your back, is, like, love trying to come to you. I don't think it's a bad thing. It doesn't feel negative to me. It feels like something's trying to penetrate that you're not allowing.
Okay.
So I would use that weird crystal thing they brought me because I don't know what the hell that is, but I would go with it because they usually, you know, don't bring me things like that. It's literally an image. It's really cool. So I would try that meditation or maybe Google like crystal energy meditation. I don't know because they're showing me a connection with you with crystals. So I would look into that.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gabby.
And I ordered. Yes.
Oh, good. Sorry, I heard you ordered Gabby's book. Yay. Email Dee for the free gift because she's going to give a free gift with that. Sorry, Karen, didn't mean to cut you off. All right, next I have Anne from Georgia. Hello.
Hi, I'd love that general.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm doing well, Nadia. Good to hear you.
Your voice is so cute. I always just want to hug you every time I talk.
But I'll take it.
Okay, so they are showing me some positive changes, but we need them to be a little quicker, yeah? So there's something still that needs to be let go of. Okay, so should we find out what that is?
Oh, yes, I'd love to know.
Okay, let's see. You. Okay, so, you know, there still is this thing about you really believing that you're the creator of your life and really taking charge. There's this sort of, you've always been, the energy that feels to me is like you've always been in the background a little bit. And this is the time to be in the foreground of your life a little bit more and not sort of the victim of the circumstances. So there's sort of a lot of, oh, these are the conditions, so that's just the way it is. Instead of, you know what, I'd really like it to be this way. So I'm going to start claiming that and I'm going to create that instead. There feels like there's things like that. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I made a huge shift. I had a private with Dee, and I am directing my life every morning now.
Great. And, because that's what it feels like to me.
Sometimes I wake up where I'm not feeling real positive.
That's okay. That's okay. So when in those days that you're not feeling positive, use that, because in that moment you expanded. Every time you feel negative emotion, you've expanded. The desire for positive is bigger. So it's pulling you even stronger. It's pulling you even stronger. So yeah, they showed me positive change. So you're definitely on the right track, and I think Dee was right on the money about you really going, okay, I'm feeling negative. What's going on with me? So what's the thought?
Actually, I did so much positive change that I had she canceled it because I didn't need, somebody canceled an appointment and put it off to the end of the month because I had changed. I am the power of me. I love myself.
Yes.
And
using those moments of negative emotion as a place to get even clearer about. So give me an example when you wake up and you don't feel good. What's the thought?
The thought is I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here. So, well, the good news is, yeah, the good news is, well, I know I'm going home no matter what. So what about not wanting to be here? What creates you not wanting to be here? Do you see what I mean? Like, what's giving you that? Why would you not want to be here?
Well, I'm getting older, and there's nothing exciting to look forward to.
Okay, so this is where I'm talking about going, I'm not done. I'm not done. This is what I'm saying to you. I'm saying, mm-hmm. I want more excitement in my life. Turn up the volume, source, universe. I'm ready. Let's do this. I want to feel useful. I want to feel vital. I want to feel excited about life again. I want to feel inspired. I want you to ask for that. I'm owning my power more than I have in my whole life, and I'm not going to die until I feel that energy, because I know that I came here to feel it before I die, because I know I'm going to feel it when I die. So when you die, it's all good. No matter what you decide, it's fine. But really owning that's what you want. Ask. I'm ready. Bring it into me today. Do the visualizations of energy just flying at you. Go turn up the volume. Turn up the speed, universe. I know I haven't, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, I feel like a switch. Like you keep your switch on. Like I said, you're looking at everything the way it is and you're going, well, that's just the way it is. And I'm going, well, it doesn't have to be that way. You're asking for more inspiration, more joy, more moments of awe, more moments of tearing up because you're feeling love, you know? Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah. And I'm not feeling my heart.
You're not
right.
Yeah, you're not. And that's okay, but that's what you want. So
yeah.
Just ask for it. Just ask for it. I always say, like, sometimes I'll play with the knob.
I'm more into it, wanting peace and ease and flow than excitement right now.
And I get a no on that. It's funny because
really? Okay.
Not you don't want fear. You want to feel alive.
Yes, I do want to feel
alive. And I think
alive.
The reason, and that's why I'm using the word excitement, because it feels
okay,
like you want to feel invigorated or energized, maybe is a better word that we want to look
for. Energized. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
energized. I want to be energized. I want to be excited about life in the sense that, ooh, I get to get up today and be in a new day.
Okay.
That's what I mean by excited.
Versus
like
focus on how wonderful it felt to sleep and that I got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, and I love the feel of the pillow. And if you're not feeling good yet, that's okay. Go, okay, why am I not looking forward to my day? Because I can't handle more of the fucking same. Excuse my language. I don't want more of the same. And today is just going to be more of the same. That's what I'm feeling from your energy. That's the drum you've been beating.
Okay.
So before you go to bed, I'm open to a new day tomorrow. I'm open to seeing new things. I'm open to new things opening my heart and inspiring me tomorrow. I'm open for more times where I feel more vital and energized. In those moments, even if it's for 60 seconds, if I feel vital and energized, I'm going to milk it and I'm going to appreciate it until it gets bigger.
Okay. Yeah, because I do go to bed very, very positive, and then it's always amazing when I wake up and I just want to turn over and go back.
But that's because And that's because that's the time you got to meditate and reset and intend for your day.
Yeah, well,
because
I do. I meditate first thing in the morning. Yeah.
But it's telling you what you really got going on. And this is the challenge with, meaning when you wake up, it's telling you the real vibration you went to bed with. So even though you're thinking positive, sometimes you're so used to feeling not great that you allow that to be your baseline. Do you know what I mean? Instead of
Drifting off into the clouds, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, but also you wake up kind of where you left yourself. And the truth is you're going, oh, good, I get to leave. Instead of,
okay,
oh, I'm feeling so good, and now I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I have Lori in Colorado.
Hello.
Hello. I'm hearing myself. Anyway, I guess I want a general reading. I found peace with my illness, but I'm like with that lady you just talked to. I want to feel alive.
You want
to
feel alive?
I'm afraid to move forward. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But you want,
I don't know how to move forward. I mean, I've tried so many times, and it's like I keep on getting slammed.
I get it. And that's what we were talking about earlier, is that feeling that you keep getting punched in the face. They are showing me that you're in a process of sort of purification. And what that means is you're kind of purifying, cleaning out this stuff that has kept that pattern alive in you. Does that make sense? Like you've been sort of in this purification process. So they're also showing me that you need to be purifying on a physical level as well. So clean eating, clean drinking, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Really helps you. You're one of those people that, and I say this, hopefully this doesn't upset you, but you have a sort of, some people have depression, some people have anxiety, some people have both. You got both. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You can tip between anxiety and depression. So what that means is your physical body, you getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, eating food, practicing gratitude, all of those things are a necessity for you.
Okay.
You cannot go a day and not practice gratitude, because the way your brain is wired right now is to negativity, is to it's never going to work, or, oh no, what's going to happen is going to, it's either spinning or it's never going to work and I'm hopeless. That's your two set points from your past that you're trying to clear out and start a new path forward. Does that resonate, Lori? Does that resonate with what I'm saying? I don't mean it to be like diagnostic. I'm just telling you,
I get the anxiety thing. I don't get the depression stuff, but
The depression means hopelessness.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting, and so depression is I feel hopeless. People that are anxious usually don't feel hopeless.
Right.
So when you feel hopeless, you're dipping into the depression. So that's what I was saying to you, that you have a little bit of both. And right now, where you're vibrating is more in the depression and less in the anxiety in this moment with me.
Okay.
So the power of the gratitude and knowing that it's like you haven't felt joy in so long. That's what it feels like.
Right. Yeah. I've prayed for peace and I've got peace, but it kind of sucks without the joy.
Right. So what are things, I'm telling you, this sounds like so lame, but like animal videos for me, like if I'm in the bad mood, like I got to watch some cat videos, dude. Like I got to watch some puppies. I got to watch something that's going to open my heart up and like give me a laugh or something. Like I'm telling you, For me, it's animals, you know, like happy animal, silly animal thing. But finding, going, I'm ready to find my joy. I'm opening my heart to joy. This is what I'm thankful and grateful for. And I talk about this exercise all the time, and I'm going to talk about it again. I do this all the time, and it has worked magically for me. But you got to stick with it, and you got to do it every day. I mean, it's not something you can do once. It's like exercise. You can't be like, oh, I worked out once this month and expect anything to change. You know what I mean? So thankful and grateful. I'm thankful and grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm thankful and grateful that I'm breathing in air. I'm thankful and whatever you can reach for, because sometimes you're in a spot. I'm thankful and grateful that I know things are better, things are possible for me. I'm thankful and grateful that I know there's a power and a greatness in me. I'm thankful and grateful for that power getting bigger and bigger every day. So things that have manifested and have yet to manifest. I'm thankful and grateful for more joy in my life. More joy is coming to my life. I'm so thankful and grateful that I know more joy is coming. Do you see what I mean? Like, you start with the things that are true and however general you have to be. But then you get a little, but you got to start doing that, sweetie, because right now your train is just going in another direction because there's a lot of momentum there because you've been practicing this energy for a really long time. So you got to practice something new, and then stuff will change a lot faster than you can even believe. 30 days, you will see a major change. 30 days. 30 years, you can change in 30 days, I'm telling you.
All right.
And detach from drama.
I'll give it a try.
Don't get sucked into other people's drama. Don't get sucked in. Do you?
That's a mouthful right there.
Yeah, you get very like, oh, I'm going to get sucked into that. And you just got to be like, this month for 30 days? No. Take it somewhere else, people. Not having it. Uh-uh. Boundaries, you know, because it sucks you down. It sucks you down. And you can't hold yourself around other people's drama, you know. It's a skill, let me tell you. It's taken a while for me, but it is a skill. And right now with where you are, you got to do you. But yeah, you know what? Mm-mm. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks,
Lori. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next I have, I'm please hope I say this name correctly, Jareen from South Dakota. Hello.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, yeah, Jareen. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering, our employee, he's a truck driver, and we accepted his termination, and then we rehired him within a day. I was wondering, do we have things clarified for him to stay, or should we be hiring the other Pat, Lenny, or Dwayne?
So so tell me the general energy of your question. Are you afraid you made a mistake? Do you feel like this is the right thing? So I think that asking me, I want you to get anything that happens, let me put it this way.
Okay.
There's no wrong or right. It's all which feels better to you.
Oh, okay.
Not to what's best for him. What feels best to me? Because if you do your highest good, it will be for his highest good and their highest good. But you just got to listen to that voice. So tell me a little bit about what you're afraid of, because that's really why you're asking me.
Well, I'm afraid that we were too rough on him, maybe.
Okay.
Just my husband has high expectations. We have high expectations. So you wonder if it's something that we need to correct in the future, you know,
okay,
for when
so
you hire the next
you
person.
You feel like, so this is what I'm getting from you, Jareen. You know what? We hired him and he's not quite a match. We thought he was, but he's not quite right. So we're really clear about what we want and he's not really right. And that's okay. Because we're very clear about what we want. And so that means that this isn't really right for him either, and there's something better else out there for him. So I would get really clear with your husband and sit down. My family owned a business for 40 years, a restaurant. And let me tell you, every single person in that place was like a family member. Because my grandmother would hire people that she knew, you know, would be like people worked for my grandmother 25, 30 years in a row. Because that's what you want. You want someone to be a part of your family when you have a business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you want somebody to be able
that's
to go that have the gifts and talents that you're looking for. And then it's a win-win. So there's somebody else better.
Okay. Perfect. I get it.
Which you already knew. But I'm just telling you. I'm confirming.
Yeah, we already knew.
Yeah, because you don't want to go, oh, you're not really good at this. Oh, we should let it go by. And oh, we've been nice. And maybe we're too hard on him. It's not that. I mean, listen, you want to act in kindness and respect. But also go, you know what, sweetie? This ain't right for either of us because this is not quite a match. You know, he's not a bad person at all. You know, he's just not a match.
Not right. And
yes.
Yeah, not right for us and not a
for
match.
You.
Okay.
Not a match.
Okay.
And I would get really clear about what you want. I would write it all out. This is what we want. Someone who can do this and someone who can do this and someone who has this and is honest and is trustworthy that we love being around, that's great at this and is a hard worker and whatever it is. Get really, really clear before you hire again. And listen, because you knew he wasn't right when you hired him.
Yeah, we right.
That's, so this is about painting the red flags white, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, it is. Right. Yes. Yeah.
So listen to that gut feeling of like, when you get the yes, then it's the right person.
Yeah. Get the yes, and it's
yes.
the right person.
I feel it. I felt good with this person. I felt comfortable with this person. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dreen.
Thanks. Bye.
No problem. Okay, next I have Kathy from Kentucky.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How can I help you, darling?
This is my first time to speak with you, and I was wondering if I might be able to get a general read, please.
Sure, absolutely. All right. Okay, so I'm not sure. You have a very, very strong connection with nature, and I know that sounds strange, but with animals, and you do well when you're you do well sort of by yourself in nature, and I feel like you don't get a lot of that time. You need that time with your own mind, like meditation, yoga, all these things are sort of a necessity for you in your life. They're showing me sort of you're at a fertile time where this is almost a new beginning where there's like seeds being planted for you. But they're showing me you like on your own, that's a good thing. But you need to find that space for yourself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. do you have a specific question about it?
Well, I'm going through a period where I am trying to minimize my life and
let it go. They're showing me like, let it go. Let it all go. Yes, let it go. They're giving me a big yes on that. Let it out. Go. If you just want to be like very simple. You want to simplify. But, you know, I would go through and go, yes, this lights me up. And if it doesn't, you know, as Marie Kondo says, if it sparks joy, keep it. If it doesn't, bye-bye.
I've been working with that. I do have a piano that I want to divest myself of. Do you have any feel as to my best route or
What I would
whatever.
Just say is, bring me the person that's looking for this piano. Do you feel the difference of I got to sell the piano to bring me the person that's looking for this piano? That's like, yes, this is what I want. You're sharing, you're giving someone a gift. You're giving them what they're asking for because there's someone looking for that piano.
Mm-hmm. Well, this piano actually has some energy attached to it that it does not want to be here, and I haven't wanted it for years.
It feels you have a negative association with the piano.
Yes,
so
I
just
do.
Make peace with the piano. It's not the piano, it's the energy around the piano that you don't have to interact with because it's just the piano.
Right.
And you're putting the energy on it. So you can just go, you know, I light you up, I blast you with light and bring you the person because it's not your piano. You know what I mean?
No.
It's someone else's piano. So
yes.
Let the person that's ready to adopt this piano now come forward.
Wonderful. Thank you very
much.
Exactly. I appreciate it.
No problem. You guys, unfortunately, I do have to cut it off today. I have to be very strict about the time. I'm horribly go over. That being said, I love chatting with you guys. If I did not get to chat with you, please call me on my show on July 6th, Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, intuitionbynadia.com. Love you all. I also do an energy update. So if you want to get the July energy update, subscribe on my website and you will get it. All right, guys, have an amazing, amazing Sunday. Love and blessed to be with you all.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes,
iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.